At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello to you, beautiful you. Welcome to another show, of course, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and today it's all, again, about me talking to you and delving into a topic that affects so many of us. I have done a show not so long ago about the costs of external success, and I want to make this show all about fitting in or standing out. Now, the pressure to fit in and how it leads to stress and struggle is something that I see here every single week in my practice. While you and I, we are born to stand out. And in our society, especially with that pressure of social media, there's that overwhelming pressure, let's say, to conform to certain standards of success, of outside success, of beauty, of lifestyle. And that relentless pursuit to fit in often leaves us feeling stressed, disconnected, and unfulfilled. And of course, I talk about this a lot because that's what the show From Stress to Authentic Success is all about. And so today, I am talking to you. If you have spent a part of your life trying to fit in, meet external expectations, if you've ever felt like you had to sacrifice your own self, your authenticity to achieve or to prove anything to anyone, this episode is for you. My mission, as you know, is to help you break free from chronic stress and disconnection. And I see it every day, to reclaim your true sense of well-being and live a life. Please give yourself permission to live that life that generally reflects who you are. We're going to explore everything around trying to fit in and standing out. The profound fulfillment that comes from standing out, because that's our birthright. And for us, maybe you are too. I am a very sensitive individual, a highly sensitive person. And if you are too, then I know that this struggle for you is even more pronounced. Sensitive individuals like you and I often feel the pressure to conform even more so. And we may experience even deeper levels of stress and disconnection because of our nature, because of our inner urge to help, please, and save others, to look always at that outside world. So the fear of not being enough can drive you and I to that overextend kind of perfection-seeking thing and approval-seeking from others. Now, before we go into the middle part of this show, I am going to share with you two metaphors. If you have been listening a long time to this show, you know that I love metaphors and I love quotes. And let me give you two metaphors that illustrate this fitting in or standing out. The first one, the first metaphor is, imagine for a moment you being a puzzle piece. Each of us, you and I, we are uniquely shaped with our own set of edges, colors, patterns, you name it. Now picture yourself trying to force this unique puzzle piece into a space that it doesn't naturally fit into. You might push it and squeeze it, but it never is going to fit quite perfectly. You're going to force it. And that is, of course, how you will damage the peace. And in real life, social media amplifies that struggle. It's like a highlight reel of everyone's best moments, edited to perfection, isn't it? We see others' achievements, travels, seemingly all perfect lives, and we start to believe, and that's the sad part of it, that we need to match those standards to be worthy. But what we don't see are the struggles, the failures, and the moments of doubt that everyone faces. And that is what I want to say to you today. You might think you are alone in this and feel like a failure, not fitting in into this particular part of the puzzle. And this is exactly what happens when we try to conform to societal expectations that do not align with your true self. We squeeze ourselves, we limit ourselves, we're making ourselves smaller than who and what we are, isn't it? While the journey is actually to stop going for external approval and just model your life to what fits you without any compromise. I so love this metaphor of a piece of the puzzle. And the second metaphor that I want to give to you before we have a little break is the one around fitting in to a pair of shoes that are too small. You and I, we both know that it in real life, and I've experienced it not long ago, to be honest, how important it is to buy a pair of shoes that fit you beautifully, comfortably, instead of seeing a beautiful shoe, but that you try to fit into it and that it is too small. You might be able to squeeze your feet in it, but every step you're going to take, it's going to be painful. And let me tell you that that metaphor really speaks to me a lot, because I have unique feet just like you. And there's a lot of shoes that I think they are beautiful and that society wears, but that I cannot fit in. Because over time, you and I, we develop blisters, we develop sores. And the longer you're going to try to put on these shoes that are not fitting to you, the more damage you're going to do, of course, to your feet. In the same way, you and I, we force ourselves to fit into different roles, jobs, anything, lifestyles even, that aren't meant for us. So, of course, when you do that, you experience constant discomfort, stress, and even emotional and mental pain. Let me share you a story before we go into break, a story about a client named Laura. I just name her Laura. She was a high-achieving professional, a beautiful lady, I have to say, who seemed to have it all when she came to see me. She was always dressed impeccably, her social media always filled with photos from her holidays and all these events that she attended, the speaking, the, you know, all the beautiful pictures that I could see. But behind the scenes, she was struggling. That's why she came to me. She was consistently anxious, feeling like she had to keep up appearances. And she was exhausted from trying to meet the expectations of others. And there was a deep sense, actually, of emptiness. She was trying to walk in the shoes that did not fit her. She came to me. We worked on understanding the root cause of her stress. She was realizing that she lived a life based on other people's expectations since she was young, rather than her own values and desires. And through the sessions, it took a while, but Laura really started to reconnect with her true self. She started even setting very strong boundaries, saying no to things that did not align with her values. Saying no to the shoes that she did not fit in, prioritizing her own well-being. She felt more connected to herself and experienced a sense of true fulfillment more and more, the more we worked together. just to let you know that trying to fit in into a shoe that is not yours leads to significant emotional and mental costs. And that's when people come to see me. When we prioritize fitting in over being authentic, you and I, we disconnect from our true selves and we are asking for trouble. This disconnection can manifest, of course, as chronic stress, as a persistent sense of unfulfillment. And that's, of course, where I come in for a lot of people. You can have my book, you can have the posts and quotes on Instagram. There's a lot that you can do. But in this show, I'm going to use a few quotes to you after the break. So stay tuned. Quotes that will illustrate what I mean, that the difference between fitting in and standing out. I will talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And I trust that you are looking forward to get into the quotes that have to do with fitting in or standing out, because that's the subject that we are talking about today. And loving quotes, there's a beautiful but a long quote of Cummings that I want to read to you and explain to you, because it's such a beautiful quote that really is totally in alignment with what I'm trying to tell you today. The quote says, "To be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting." Now, this quote of Cummings is so profound. And it is really steering reflection on the challenge of keeping up your individuality and authenticity in a society that wants you to conform. So I'm going to break it down so that we can explain the quote. And I trust you are going to be really inspired by this, because the quote starts with the sentence, "To be nobody but yourself." This part emphasizes the importance of embracing and expressing your true self. That's what we stand for. It's a call to authenticity, encouraging you and I to resist the pressure to conform, like we talked about the whole time, to instead celebrate your unique identity, because you are born to stand out. Being nobody but yourself means staying true to your values, your beliefs, your passions, regardless of external influences or expectations or situations. And so number two in the quote says, "In a world which is doing its best night and day to make everyone else." Wow. That points out the societal pressure to conform, because it is true. I'm sure you can feel it as well. From media to all the cultural norms, there are constant forces trying to shape you and I in this mold, this predefined mold. And this part of the quote, I really love this, acknowledges that there is this nature of these pressures, which can come from anyone, our family, our friends, our work, society, culture, the systems in our society. And so when he says means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting, that's where he acknowledges the immense challenge and difficulty of the task. Because I see it in my practice every day, how staying true to yourself is to face a constant pressure to conform. And it is a lifelong challenge. It's not a one-time battle, but it's a continuous effort. That's why I call it living authentic success, because you have to live it, integrate that journey every single day into your life, into your practices, integrating your practices. And the phrase never stop fighting, it actually really underscores the ongoing nature of this challenge, reminding you and I to maintain that authenticity. It does require, and I always say it, discipline, perseverance, and resilience. Do not underestimate that. So to connect this quote into today's theme of the show, fitting in and standing out, the stress that it causes you trying to fit in is, and that the society is putting upon us, that pressure, it is relevant. Many of us strive to fit in into that social expectation, and often at the expense of our true selves. And that pursuit of that external validation that I always talk about can lead to stress, to anxiety, to a true deep sense of unfulfillment. And I have a story for you around Mark. He was a highly successful corporate executive. I sometimes have these highly successful corporate people here. And Mark spent years climbing the corporate ladder. Such a beautiful example, conforming to all the expectations of his peers and his superiors even. And despite the success that he had and that he experienced, he felt a growing sense of emptiness and dissatisfaction. Truly, he was living a life dictated by other standards, not his own. And so through our work together, it was so beautiful to see that he began to explore his true passions and values. He stayed in tune with his own feelings and needs. He realized that his heart was more into social entrepreneurship. And that way he could make the impact that he wanted into the world. So transitioning into this new part, of course, was a challenge, not easy. However, by staying true to himself, I can tell you, I've seen it. Mark found a deep sense of fulfillment and purpose that he never experienced into his corporate role. And so the quote that we've illustrated of Cummings, you can see that it's like Mark's breaking free, that the struggle to break free from all that societal, expectational kind of constant, consistent kind of demand. The fact that he embraced his true self was a far more hard-fought battle, but it was so worth it. He achieved a sense of authenticity and joy, and that was the fulfillment. So to conclude this, I want you to ask yourself, are you fighting the battle to be true to yourself, to be yourself? Are you succumbing to the pressures to fit in, or are you going to stand out, embracing your unique identity? It's an important question. Remember, being yourself in a world that constantly tries to make you someone else is indeed one of your hardest battles, but it is so worth it. And let me get into the second quote, because I promised you two quotes, and I really love the first one, but this one is of Steve Jobs, and it is one that is close to my heart, because it says, your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. Oh, yes. And most importantly, have the courage to follow your heart and your intuition. Whoa. I know it's another very long quote, but I think it is worth our while for you and I to go and discover what's underneath it. So let's explain the quote. It is a powerful call to live an authentic life and to embrace your individuality. So let's take the first part. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. I wish I could have said that to myself growing up, day after day, as a youngster, as a teenager, as a young adult, because it is so true. I'm 63 now. Your and my time are the most precious resource that we have. So Steve Jobs reminds us that life is so short. And according to someone else's expectations or dreams, living it like that, no way. Instead of following that path that is dictated by the society's norms or other desires, you and I, we have a choice to carve out our own journey, the one that aligns with our true passions and values. Of course, that is such a beautiful thing. And when he says, don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking, I love that part of the quote, because the dogma refers to all the beliefs and the introduction and the conditioning that we have accepted without questioning it. He warns us against those limiting beliefs, which often reflects other people's perspectives and experience and not our own. I see it with my techniques and treatments and healing techniques every single day in my practice, how important it is to go and find those limiting beliefs. Because living according to those, you are not thinking for yourself. You are not making your own choices. So it's really essential to question, explore, and find your own truths. That is actually the second step in my book, examining your truth with honesty, and go and change those pre-packed beliefs that we have been conditioned with. The third part, don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. Isn't that beautiful? Don't let them drown out your inner voice. Because in today's world, you and I, we are bombarded with opinions from everyone, family, friends, colleagues, society, everyone. And it is an instant influx of external voices. I so love that when he says that, which can overshadow your inner voice. And I see it in my practice every day. When people are disconnected from that inner voice, they don't even hear it anymore. They don't know what they want. They only know what they don't want. And so you lose the guidance from within. It is that inner voice that knows our deepest desires and our true own path or journey. And when he says, most importantly, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition, that's what I do with my clients every day. Learn, unlearning and learning. And the last part is the learning to follow your heart and intuition again. And that requires courage. Believe me. Often we cannot do this alone because it means stepping away from the safety, from the comfort zone, from the approval of others. And it involves taking all these risks and embracing uncertainty, which is not an easy thing for us to do. It is the courage that leads us to a life of authenticity and fulfillment. Oh, yes, it is. By following your heart, we live a life that is true of who you are, and that is a life not shaped by external pressure or expectations. And let's connect the quote to the theme of the show, the fitting in or the standing out. Well, it is really a relevant quote because many of us, you and I, spend years chasing that definition that society calls success, trying to fit into models created by others. While that pursuit, as I've been speaking about all along, often leads to stress, burnout, and a deep sense of disconnection from our true selves. And if I take a moment now to think about a real life example, I can tell you that I once worked with a client, let's call him Alex. I like the name Alex, who was a successful, really successful entrepreneur. From the outside, he had it all, status, wealth, recognition, but inside, he felt empty and fulfilled because he was more trying to fulfill his family's expectations to be that entrepreneur of the family business instead of living a life based on his own passion and intuition, being the leader that he wanted to be. And so through our work together, through our sessions, Alex began to reconnect with his inner voice, not listening to all these outer voices. And he realized that his own way of leadership was totally different than that from his family. And it was something that he had pushed aside for years. But with courage, he started to be the leader that he wanted to be. And today, he has changed completely. He's a different leader, a different family man, a different father, a different partner, a different person, living a life true to himself. And so I love that quote of Steve Jobs because it's about recognizing the limited nature of our time, breaking free from all the expectations, realizing that life is so short and that the only thing we have to do on this planet is to listen to our inner guidance and having the courage to pursue what really makes you come alive. So if you reflect on this quote, the second quote of this show, are you living someone else's life? Are you not listening to that inner voice? Do you have the courage to listen to that inner voice and follow it? Remember, true success and fulfillment, as I always call it, living authentic success, comes from living authentically, meaning being exactly who you are, embracing who you are at your core. Starting with your inner world, breaking free from all these change of external conditioning and expectations, and step into that life of true fulfillment. And I will let you know how you can do that when we come back just now after this break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to quite an interesting show. One of my favorite subjects, of course, because fitting in or standing out. What have you picked up until now from this show? I'm going to give you in this third part, as I promised you, how you can go into that journey of authentic success? How do you, can you move from a life of fitting in to a life of standing out? That is what this show is all about. And I've given you in the, if you haven't listened to the middle part, please go again and listen on demand, because the middle part is all about quotes that are illustrating so beautifully the cost of fitting in and what it can give you, the rewards of going to listen to your inner voice, be authentic and stand out. Let me tell you that the good news, because so often people ask me that, yeah, but Anya, is it possible to break free from this depleting, stressful cycle? And my answer is yes, it is, because true success is not about fitting in into a mold. It is about embracing who you are, your uniqueness, and living in alignment with your feelings, needs, values, norms, with your desires. These are all unique to you. But this shift indeed requires courage, self-awareness, and a commitment to self-love and self-care, to routines, to new practices, to get out of the comfort zone, to go into confrontation with your limiting beliefs, all these things. And so in my work, I guide clients through that transformative seven-step method, that seven-step process, that proven process that is designed to help you reclaim your authenticity and build your inner resilience. And I can tell you then and emphasize that my method is a method of self-discovery, of self-leadership, and as I said, those conscious self-care practices that nourish your soul, that are your almost matchmaking practices that feed the core of who you are. Because by reconnecting to your true self, we can experience true deep fulfillment and joy. I see so many people these days who have lost their joy. Are you one of them? Because the transformation that I aim for with my clients is truly profound. After achieving often that external success that society conditions us to believe that it will bring all the worthiness and the happiness, but it often leaves you and I with that void, that disconnection. My deepest wish for my clients, which I have experienced myself, I've gone through the journey, is to have the courage to live a life true to themselves and to reclaim that sense of well-being in every part of their lives. And I tell you, it is possible. I want you to experience the deep fulfillment of living your authentic success, which brings you an amazing feeling, a deep sense of genuine abundance. I can give you another story. For example, I remember Sarah. Sarah was a successful entrepreneur who had a beautiful, thriving business. And I work a lot with entrepreneurs. She felt constantly stressed and disconnected because of her own needs that she actually neglected so much. She realized that her drive for success was truly fueled by that fear of not being enough and a desire to meet other people's expectations. And so working with Sarah, and it was a bit like the story that I just gave you of Alex, working with Sarah shifted her focus from external validation to internal fulfillment. And that's what we aim for. She as well learned to set boundaries, to prioritize her own self-care, to give herself permission to love herself, to take care of herself, to fill her own cup, to reconnect with her passions. And soon after we started working together, she had the courage to stop sacrificing her own well-being for that business and to start integrating all those practices and routines that were nurturing her and her soul. And I promise you, that change was absolutely remarkable. Of course, her business continued to thrive. She was just thriving out of natural abundance, natural success, I call it. But she had that deep sense of fulfillment now in both her personal and professional life. So at the end of this show, I want you to reflect on where in your life you might be trying to fit in at the expense of your own well-being. I trust that you can see that you too have the birthright to stand out. What steps can you take today to start living more true to yourself? You can visit my website, daniellesachs.com, and go for resources and support on your journey to authentic success. I'm here for you. And as we wrap up this today's episode, I trust, as always, that I have been inspiring you to embrace your true self and to let go of that need to fit in and go and stand in that authentic power. Of course, remember, true success is an inside job. It's not about how well you have been fitting into society's expectations, but it's about how authentically you are living your life. Once again, embrace your uniqueness. Think about the piece of the puzzle and the shoe that you want to wear. Honor your sensitivity, prioritize your well-being. And when you do this, I totally am confident that you will reach that fulfillment and joy that you desire. In today's if that discussion and that quotes, metaphors, all that is resonating with you, I encourage you to go and explore my 7-step process further. It is such a powerful process and a method designed to help you break free from chronic stress and go into living your authentic success. I invite you to go to my website if you want to, or to follow me on Instagram, DanielleSachs_. Thank you from my heart to yours, because this episode truly is brought to you from my heart, because this is an episode and this is a journey that I have lived up until now, day after day, and I still am today. And it is the same journey that I go through with my clients, which gives them the authentic success they so deserve. And so do you. Until next time, take care of yourself and stay true to who you are, so that you can stand out, not fit in. Bye-bye for now. Hello, beautiful you. I'm just coming back to you with a message that is close to my heart and that really I want to share with you today, because I want to speak from my heart to yours after having all these challenges this spring and this summer. And I'm sure you've heard about me falling down in Bali, breaking my left hand and my right wrist with lots of pain challenges, lots of limitations, and me still going for my authentic self, for standing out. So I'm an example of the show that I gave to you today around, are you fitting in or are you standing out? And so I want to take this special moment, because there has been a milestone that I want to share with you, a milestone about sharing this radio show globally. I remember, and it is truly amazing and overwhelming when I think about how far we have come together, because I remember starting this show, my mission was so simple, just sharing insights, tools, stories, whatever that could help each and every one of you move from a place of stress, of chronic stress, going to a place of authentic success and deep fulfillment. And I have to say that your support, your stories, your growth, your commitment to living a life true to yourself, to stand out, has been the most profound reward for me. And so I am so proud of this whole community that we have built together, a community of courageous, authentic individuals like you who are so dedicated to break free from all these expectations and embracing their true essence, letting your true essence navigate your life. And so I am incredibly touched, deeply touched by the fact that we have now more, on an average, more than 60,000 people all over the globe listening to this show globally.
every week, every second week, whatever suits you. And so to every single one of you who has tuned in from different corners of the world, thank you. Thank you for allowing me into your life, allowing me to be in your living room, or just to be present and inspiring you and motivating you, for trusting me with your time and for sharing in this incredible journey that we've been on. Your loyalty and your engagement are what makes this show possible and worthwhile. So as we continue this journey together, I just wanted to let you know that I promise to keep bringing you the content that is not only informative and inspiring, but also deep resonant with the truth of our human experience. I stand for it. That is my way to stand out, is to bring you that message of keeping exploring, growing, and supporting each other to live that authentic life, that authentic success, not just external success, that inner success that brings you and I the genuine joy and abundance into our lives that we so deserve by birthright. And remember, you are not alone in this path. We are a community. We are together stronger, braver, and more resilient. And your stories inspire me just as much as I hope to inspire you. So from the bottom of my heart again, thank you. Thank you for being part of this incredible journey. I don't say it enough. I try to say it a little bit almost in every single episode, but today I just want this outro to be my message to you personally. Cheers to many more episodes, many more breakthroughs, many more moments of your authentic success. Stay true to yourself, keep following your heart, and remember that your inner voice is your most powerful guide. That's what we saw in this episode as well. So until next time, I sign off with lots of love, but mostly a lot of gratitude. Be well, be authentic, keep shining your uniqueness and your light. I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.